Today is Wednesday, July 24th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Thermal Engineer Day. It's also National Drive-Thru Day. Oh, I should go through a drive-thru today. Maybe I will. Actually, Wednesdays are my fast food evening, so I guess I will be going through a drive-thru. National Cousins Day. National Amelia Earhart Day. And last but not least, it is National Tequila Day. I cannot stand tequila. And I think the reason is my first experience getting drunk and throwing up was tequila shots. And now if I smell tequila, it makes me want to vomit. I've mentioned this before, but tequila makes me want to toss my cookies. So I think there is a voicemail from Big Fatty that I have not played because I listened to it, and even though I thought I had played it, I don't think that I did. So we're going to go ahead and finish getting caught up with this contact that we have, and we're going to play a voicemail from Big Fatty. So here we go.
Hello, lovey.
Hello, Fatty.
I know you're getting ready to bon voyage.
I'm back.
For a couple of weeks, but
yeah, I'm back now.
I know that your eating and calorie intake has been weighing heavily on your mind.
It was.
I like the cruise as well, and if memory serves me, which many times it does not, they print the calories for each meal on the menus. Or I would venture to guess that if you ask for a menu that showed the calories, that you would not be the first to do that. So I suggest that you at least look into that, and that way you can come back and not be far behind on your intake and your weight, and you know, you can enjoy the cruise and be happier when you get back home. Well, that's all I have. Like I said, bon voyage, and thank you for calling.
I need to have a...
Okay, where is it? There it is.
Well, thanks for the call, Fatty. I don't think I played that before, and I didn't... I'm pretty sure one of the reasons is because I was not aware that they would. And, you know, I could have asked. I could have said, hey, do you guys have a menu with calories on it? But none of the menus that I saw had calories on them. But that is a good idea that you mention. I should ask the server, do you guys have calorie information? Because I'm sure a lot of people have calorie restrictions and other restrictions that they need that information. But it's too late now. We are going on a cruise in October, so I can also with Royal Caribbean, so I can ask them then, and I'll know the answer. But I'm slowly dipping my toes back into my diet. I don't think I haven't weighed yet, because when I get back from a vacation, I like to give myself 2 to 3 weeks to get back in the groove before I weigh myself and get, but I do need to weigh myself this Saturday. I can't let myself go very long without weighing, because then I will have a tendency to gain back weight. But I have gone, I am counting my calories again. I'm back to logging in Noom. Last week, I wasn't hitting my targets every day, so I'm still not perfectly there, but I'm getting back into the swing of things. But just about the time I get back into the swing of things, Daniel will be here, and then, you know, and he'll be here for a few days. And so it's going to be harder to count calories while I have company. And then we're going to California in September, and that'll be hard to count calories while I'm in California going to all kinds of restaurants and everything. It's possible to do, But it's more of a mental thing. I feel my brain, when I'm on vacation, air quotes, doesn't want to have to do all that counting calories and eating a grilled chicken breast. You know, it wants to eat vacation food. I'm sure no one else has experienced that. But anyway, good suggestion, Fatty. I'll just have to use it on the next cruise that I go on. But I do appreciate the call. We do have another voicemail. Let's go ahead and play
Adam,
that.
Adam, it's Scotty, Rossi Butler.
Hello, Scotty.
Driving in Pico traffic, and it's hell, I tell you. So slow. Anyway, I'm just over 2 weeks behind in your little show, so it's probably too late to even call you. But I know you need content. I know you got to keep the money rolling in from the ads on your podcast and whatever, and you've just been on another luxury cruise to one of the most expensive countries in the world, Norway. But listen, do not put Sydney in that doggy daycare, holiday care place.
Too late.
And yes, everyone's having a go at you for being totally elitist and basically saying this woman was living in a white trash hovel that not even a $2 hooker would live in. But listen, you're right. I hate to say it. It's rare that I say this for you, but you're correct. You're putting your precious, sweet, darling child, Sydney, the dog, not Kathy Bacon's child. You're putting Sydney into someone's care for however many weeks it is you're away on this luxury five-star $20,000 cruise. And no way should you let Sydney go into this lady's house when she won't let you look inside. Alarm bells should be ringing. And all credit to you for being elitist, because with the care of your dog, seriously, like, who knows what's in that house? It could be some kind of hoarder's nightmare covered in poo and urine. So,
well, we know it was fleas. I mean, we know there were fleas there. I knew in my heart that it was not the best decision to leave Sydney with her, but the thing is, I didn't have any other options. Our options were very limited, and, you know, Sydney didn't die. Sydney is alive. Sydney, you know, made it through the experience, but I will not be using that person again. And I agree with you, Scotty, but I didn't know what else to do. She had good reviews. I don't know if they were fake. Sydney came back in one piece on the day that we tried her out. And so I didn't know. I thought, you know what? I just have to risk it. And Sydney seemed happy. Like, she wasn't scared or anything like that. But you're right. You're right. What to do? Never again, though. Never again. I will find someone else.
Anyway, the next time, do not do it. Like, think of poor Sydney. What else can I say? Also, someone might note that seeing as you and Mittens are so bloody rich that you could afford to put Sydney in an actual decent holiday dog care place instead of having to use this dodgy woman that's probably like a crack dealer on the side. Okay, hope you had a great holiday. Bye.
Well, I don't think Sydney did not come back with a crack habit. At least I'm not aware of a crack habit. Unless she's sneaking off and snorting something in the bathroom. No, you're not wrong. And, well, we're not rich. Come on, people. First of all, it's not a $20,000 cruise. One of the reasons we do... Ask Auntie Scott. Royal Caribbean is not a luxury cruise. We're, you know, we are economy-level cruising still. But... And your idea would be really good about using, and we would have used one of those doggy resorts or whatever the case may be, where you can rent their own room, you know, where they have a nice dog bed and a television and all that kind of stuff. Like, we would have done that. Here's the problem. Because of her disease, she cannot get vaccinations at the moment. And all of those professionally run places that are businesses, you know, like actual businesses, they require that your animal be fully vaccinated before you can, rightly so. I mean, I understand that, but I'm struggling here because my doctor, her doctor is saying, do not get her vaccinated because of her disease. She has a blood disease and vaccines are injected into the blood. And he's saying, do not do these vaccinations. But you have businesses that are saying, well, we will not board your animal unless they are vaccinated. So that was the difficulty that we were having. Even some of the really good people on Rover or whatever on the app required vaccinations. And it's not wrong, but I just, what do you do? Her doctor's telling you not to vaccinate her. I don't want her to die. I don't want to go get her to get an injection and then die. I'm trying to follow what the doctor says. Thank you for your call. Let's just look. This will just be a contact episode because I've just basically run out of time, which is fine. I wanted to get caught up with those, but now I want to look and see if we have any more text messages. We have one more. Gary says, thanks, Scott. I passed out at the Pride Parade on Sunday. Went to the ER in an ambulance. Got lightheaded. 2 stitches. Oh, Gary, don't be passing out at a Pride Parade. That's not good. I hope you're okay. I mean, you must still be alive because you messaged, but that's not good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.